Every year for the past 44 years, James Beckham has spent his summers at Carver Park on Milwaukee's North Side. Beckham, at 79 years old, is officially the director of the Beckham Stapleton Little League, but he wears a lot of hats to keep the league running smoothly.
If it's picking paper, mowing the yard, fixing the fence, cutting the grass, or doing the field, whatever it takes.
Beckham says he loves taking care of the ballpark.
The kids sort of depend on me and make sure that the fields are ready for them. And I try to make sure they don't get disappointed.
Now tell me how you got started doing this.
My pastor talked me into this. He thought that the kids was getting into too much trouble, and he felt like someone needed to work with them and get them something to do so that this could change. And it did. After we started the program, the kids that didn't play came and watched the other kids that was playing.
Beckham says baseball helps make kids feel good about themselves. He thinks a lot of kids feel that adults don't care about them.
And sometimes that's the way it is because we shoo them off, and when they bring a suggestion or something, nobody wants to hear it or listen to it. And a lot of time they have good ideas, but may not just be put it in the right manner. So by listening to him, you can sort of put it in place. And this is what you have to do. And I think when kids know that you care about them, they show you a lot of respect.
I visited Beckham this past summer during the final game of the season. He wore a black ball cap with the league's logo on it.
Did you have a love for baseball always?
Oh, yes. I used to play it.
As a child or as an amateur?
Well, I started playing when I was in high school, and I kept playing until I got the age where I couldn't play no more.
What age was that?
When I stopped playing, I was 34, you know.
Where were you playing when you were 34?
I was playing here in the Landolph League, Milwaukee, you know. That was the league run by the county. And that's when I stopped because the last time I was scouted, a guy thought I was younger than what I was. And I just had to start to let him know I wasn't that young, you know. So, but when you get to a certain age, you're not going to go professional. You know, you can forget it.
So Beckham decided to focus on teaching kids to play the sport.
The thing that I liked about Little League, you can play in the World Series. I thought that was something that most kids would love to shoot for because it was something new, and I had never heard of it before. And I still say it's something great, you know what I mean? Because I think these kids play hard. They're dedicated. When you go up this ladder and go up to the next level, it's a joy to say you're the champ.
So far, his kids have not made the Little League World Series, but over the years, teams have won district and state titles. Beckham says at one point, the league had 31 teams, but participation has been dropping.
We're down now to 25.
Why do you think that's happened?
Well, because of a lot of the program, like basketball, soccer, football, it got to be pretty big, and we got kids moving to different sections, and they got different love for different things. So,
Beckham says he hopes the trend reverses, that kids fall back in love with baseball.
I think if they come out and play this game and learn this game, it could be beneficial to them down the road. One thing I do tell kids, though, I don't care how great of a ball player you are, your education should be number one. Because baseball playing, whether it's football or basketball, there's no guarantee that you're going to play it forever.
Gloves in front. Keon, you get that ball, you got to tag that runner, right?
After we talk, Beckham walks over to watch little boys play T-ball. He'll be 80 next summer, but says he'll be back at the ballpark just the same, like he's done every year since 1964. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.
Okay, everybody, knees in, gloves in front. Knees bent. What are you looking at?
Oh, you got it.
Come on, pick it up.